intelligence and military intelligence, falsifying documents as provocations to get people landed in jail, running a surveillance team, which was a team that would follow people around the streets. They had radio communications with the vans. It was very exciting at first.
ZBC with the W. Adam Uten with the N. Always. Can never cycle the Newton. Currently residing in the Matrix, all of us. And you know what that means.
Vans. It was very exciting at first.
You know, that homeostasis problem. Also, the other discs. You might call it the other discs problem. You know, you have other media integrated, just not aware of it. Doesn't seem to be coming up on the screen, as it were. And unfortunately, as it is, today in the world, your world, you know who you are, the one who can feel pain. The one who can love. Okay. And I understand that a lot of people's perceptions is clouded.
And you had at 25, 26, 27 years old, you had this sense of power.
And then there's all the momentum from birth, propelling you through several of the hurdles on the what's that long race in the Olympics where you jump over hurdles and big troughs of water? Steeplechase. Anyway, let's not beat a dead beaten horse. Let's find a new one to beat. You don't know what you're doing. Your world is self-ignorant. And I have participated in certain shamanic rituals, techniques, thus to communicate with that part of you that also has done. Or else, how can there be a lack of failure to communicate? And onward. So currently, the Matrix, following the theorem, the axiom, the initiative of abandonment, cut off from the source of the loop, and you know that's impossible. Cut off from the Godhead. And we will forever make up the difference. That's basically the prime directive. Not the good prime directive, however. The new metaphysics, Gary the Geyserman, in a world with physical objects, hailed as God itself. Adam Newton, birthplace of Isaac, co-creator of The Matrix, former DJ at ZBC here, before he became famous, of course, and needed to be paid and valued by his community. 90.3 FM, ZBCOnline.com for video. WZBC.org for the less important signal line, the audio, at least in American values, that is. We don't appreciate audio very much in this country. It requires too much interactivity. America's just not geared for that kind of thing. Sorry. Because I really dig the audio. It's so erotic. And spacious. So the theory is, we're cut off from the source. There's no way to know oneself by being fully alive. Therefore, we have to invent a facsimile of God and jack it into our ass. That's the only place it will fit, of course. And thus, this modern world, where every single thing in it, except the underground things, of course, the things near the border, every single thing, and the most obvious things, the most, 100% absolutely artificial and extremely unbalanced, extremely bizarre. And this is not a good thing. Unless you dig that sort of thing, and I guess you and I all do, because we're swimming in it. But kiss it goodbye, because it's just ended. Like all good things in the Matrix, they don't become obvious until they're over. Like Major League Baseball, which ended 5 years ago. Things like that.
Which is intoxicating, really, for such a young person. My motivation was partly the youthful romantic aspect of it, which was the idea of secret work, of being abroad in strange cultures and communities, and but patriotism was also a very strong motivation. It was a period in which we still had to do compulsory military service, and the draft was breathing down my neck, and I had to do it one way or another. And the CIA told me that if I hadn't done my military service, I could do it within the secret program that they had with the Pentagon, and I would become an officer and so forth. And I thought that might be more interesting than washing dishes and peeling potatoes for a couple of years as a draftee.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Glad to be here. Good to see you. Thank you. Nice to be here. Glad to be here. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hi, Gail. Are you kidding? Aren't you glad we got those stale bills there?
Yes.
Telephone us the weather. Thank you for your efforts. I'm delighted to see you here.
Nice. That's great. Thank you. Nice.
Hello, Sheila. How are you? Are you stationed here?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your service.
Wendy Bear.
Appreciate you.
Hi, Tom.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Went to Arkansas State, so I didn't
stop. You did. Good for you. When did you graduate?
73. Played football down there when we had the national championship.
That's right.
It is a pleasure. It is a joy. And it is with these feelings of pleasure ever lifting and joy ever expanding that we welcome you to this discussion and exploration, this discussion and exploration of the new year currently unfolding. Welcome. 2001, the year of mystery. We call it thus, not by some arbitrary measure, but by assessing and evaluating the energies and forces amid the vast array of energies and forces of the year, by assessing and evaluating the energies and forces that will prevail, that will stand out by distinction and repetition, to define the fate, to define the fortune of the next 12 months. We call it thus by assessing and evaluating the nature and the spirit of the year that will stand out by combination and separation to reveal the directions, the course of actions and events, the directions that can well be called inevitable during the next many months. We call this the year of mystery because of that, after a fashion, that can be called the destiny of 2001. As this discussion continues, we suggest that you at this time sit back and just listen. There'll be ample time to listen again and again and take whatever notes that you desire. But at this time, we suggest that you sit back and listen. Experience the tenor and the flavor of what we say rather than the details.
Sort of the end of the line. You can't go much further.
I was sent down to Quito, Ecuador, where I worked for a period of 3 years.
Poverty breeds anger and despair. Anger and despair are ingredients of violence, of lawlessness, of revolt.
And our job was to squelch or impede the influence of the Cuban Revolution throughout Latin America, because the Cuban Revolution had such an impact in Latin America. And in practically every Latin American country, there were people who went into armed struggle at that period to emulate the Cubans, hoping that they too could overthrow the traditional ruling power structure. Families controlled the land and the wealth, and that meant that a very large proportion of the population was marginalized.
The alarm stopped ringing.
In which very few families controlled the land and the wealth. The traditional ruling power structure. Traditional ruling. Meant that a very large proportion of the population was marginalized. Count. When I was working in Uruguay, it was a complicated period. The trade unions and students were out in the streets all the time, and there was a state of siege imposed. And we wanted to stop these lightning demonstrations, which were making our police look bad. And so one of the leaders of these squads of the Communist Party was Oscar Bonaldi. And I had him arrested. It was supposed to be simply preventive detention. But on that Sunday morning, I knew he was under arrest, and I didn't know what was happening, but we were sitting in the room as the chief of police was reading a document I had written to attribute all this violence and unrest and strikes to the Soviets. It was false, but it was very credible the way I'd written it. Incredible the way I'd written.
Dominating one half the world, communism stands solidly opposed to the Western concept of democracy. With over 750 million people under communist rule, nearly one-third of the population of the earth, Soviet Russia holds a commanding position in the future destiny of the world.
What is this?
That's a water gun.
This marriage, the lasting monuments and memorials to this marriage, are these two beautiful children. They had more good days than bad days by all of the evidence. These two people love their children. They may have gone separate ways, but they love their children. That's why he was back in town to go to that recital. That recital where there's so many people, where it's in this auditorium where Nicole Brown Simpson gets his tickets. You know, that's why they're talking in the afternoon, to make arrangements. And she is the one who holds the seat for him. This is what happened on that date. This isn't about any argument. This is a family thing.
Doesn't give you a hard-on, throw the goddamn thing away.
Since World War II, communism...
It is a way of life, an evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, it reveals
being is necessary to keep it from infecting this nation.
Like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, A quarantine is necessary.
I guess you asked, is the transition.
They are seeking to weaken America.
It's how America moved into the Cold War, you know, moved from the post-war era into the Eisenhower era. And I guess the, you know, that critical period there from 52 to 54 where this shift occurred.
Per se. This is where the individual finds himself, finds his individuality.
As we say, there will be plenty of time to explore those details. Now, just relax and listen. Subsequent to this listening, you may listen as often and as seldom as you like, of course, and we do encourage you to listen at the beginning of each phase of this year unfolding. A mystery. A mystery can be defined as anything that remains or is kept unknown or unexplained. In this way, every year is a mystery, certainly so. Every month of any year is a mystery, at least until it happens. And we would suggest even then, mystery can linger, and often does. A mystery. A mystery is something that enchants or frightens with excitement, with curiosity, with amazement and awe. Throughout any year, you confront or encounter such events, times or moments of mystery. Certainly that is true. Mystery that both enchants or frightens you. A mystery. A mystery is something that is inscrutable, that cannot be fully comprehended. The meaning may be known or it may be unknown. Either way, though, the significance cannot be comprehended, cannot be fully comprehended, and thus the value is suspended. Yes, the value is suspended in balance or in balance, unsettled and often unsettling. For example, for a thing to be inscrutable, you may well know what happened, and you may even understand exactly why it happened. But you don't understand, or you cannot fully comprehend the impact of that happening, the result of that happening, the change of that happening. Even if you understand what and why something happened, even if it has meaning, the significance, the impact, the result, the significance of the thing is unclear, uncertain, unsettled, undefined, however you want to term it. And thus the value is suspended in the balance, or it is suspended in the imbalance. The value is unsettled, or it may be unsettling. Thus, something that is inscrutable, that cannot be fully comprehended.
And he's my only employer, and as such I have full authorization to speak on his behalf on all his matters of business. I have with me a signed letter to that effect. He doesn't negotiate his fee. He works at a flat rate. Under some unusual circumstances, he'll work pro bono, never in between.
I suppose I don't qualify for the latter category.
I haven't heard your proposal yet.
Well, I have a feeling that mine is not a charity case.
Most aren't.
Mr. Arlo, you realize this is all very strange.
Then these sounds began to come through the walls, and it was a low moaning sound, and I wondered to myself as it got louder and louder, and the chief was embarrassed, whether it was the guy whose name I had given, and he told me the story that yes, it was Bonaldi, and that one of the most sadistic of the high-level police officers had ordered his interrogation and torture.
That picture because of all the fucking time I was there. That's the only picture I've got of me in Japan.
The most sadistic of the high-level police officers had ordered his interrogation and torture.
W the Z. I'll be your sort of ersatz pilot. Reassuring you that your travel dollars have been well spent. And not to worry about the fate of your baggage. We don't treat baggage very well at this facility. I'm sure you understand that by now, unless you're a brand new customer. Or are currently being interrogated and tortured for some valuable you have within you that needs to come out. In either case, I will be along for the ride, fully expecting to enjoy myself, of course, and not delve into the so-called moral philosophy where, quite frankly, none is required. Kind of a phrase that needs quite a bit of saying in this American culture today, especially here in the superimposed culture that resides in the northeast quadrant here in the so-called New England area, seemingly under occupation by this overlaid culture, to be kind. Kind of a kind of immigrant slash interface slash early timeline kind of merging here. Otherwise known as the potato head land. I don't want to seem like I'm from academe. Lose all credibility then.
Millennium. Part 1. Jihad.
Know what I mean? There are various sectors in today's matrix. Various sub-ambient neighborhoods. Of course, the very usage of the word ambience is quite prolific today because it has been deleted for four to 6,000 years, but primarily for the last 600 years since the Renaissance. Where the modern man thing has really crystallized, brought us to the point we are at today, the very white hot tip of the whitehead of the blemish of the face of modern man. And of course, that means women too. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. There is the illusion of story arc to follow. Otherwise, how to communicate today?
When two set out to dine or duel together, a third appears. Tertium quid, parasite, witness, prophet, escapee. 5 years ago, it still remained possible to occupy a third position in the world, a neither-nor of refusal or slyness, a realm outside the dialectic, even a space of withdrawal.
Of course, the Matrix ended sometime during the 1990s, I'm told. We just have profusion of enthusiasm at this point. Kind of like an ambient hangover. Or that rosy-colored glow during the post-coital cigarette, if you will. That's the state, the phase we're in today. Out of the Newton, the new metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Some version of same. Some appointed, assigned agent of some Gary Geiserman presiding. In the 617, it's 552-4686. On the big cobweb, it's WZBC.org and ZBC.com. No, I'm sorry. ZBC. I forgot what it is. The webcam. Just go to the org address. So apparently this Ioannis Xenakis cat took off from the physical frequency Sunday. Age 78, which makes him probably a 5 or a 6 on the Eastern astrology chart. I think he was a pioneer in fragmentizing the audio prison system. Because, you know, we do live in the Matrix. Kind of like Stalag 17 of the mind, if you will. Except there is no Cold War. There is no Hot War. There is no other. There's only the one. The Grand Modal. You know about modal. No matter where you go, in the immortal words, you have not gone anywhere at all.
Disappearance as will to power. But now there's only one world, triumphant end of history.
So in the spirit of the Xenakis splitting from this scene on Sunday, I'll do my usual show, where I continue on with the mythological work logged up in the illusion of archive time, the grand archaic revival of the post-hypnotic suggestion archiving of all previously performed performances of new metaphysics, eventually to appear on a website unless, of course, we have an abrupt change from this digital degeneracy upon us today.
End of the unbearable pain of imagination.
Email for the major, that's me, bluedog83@excite.com. Don't be bashful, bluedog83@excite.com.
That Sunday morning, but it was a horrible sound. I'll never forget it. It's just awful to hear that moaning and groaning and screaming coming through the walls.
Actually, an apotheosis of cybernetic social Darwinism.
So Mr. Darden wants to make a big thing and says, well, he had to go out to dinner with Cato. He had to catch a plane. The evidence for what it is.
money decrees itself a law of nature and demands absolute liberty. Completely spiritualized, freed from its outworn body.
Understand these things, put them in perspective.
No matter how much one may know of Eden, a mystery is a truth that is unknown, unfathomable, or impenetrable. That can only be known by what might be called other knowing. By knowing that comes by transcendent means. Other knowing, transcendent means. Often this is called knowing that can come by divine revealing. Mystery. Anything that remains or is kept unknown or unexplained. Something that enchants or frightens with its excitement, curiosity, amazement or awe. Something that is inscrutable, a truth that cannot be known or is not known, that is at this point unfathomable or impenetrable and can only be known by what might be called divine revealing. And finally, we would suggest that in a spiritual expression, mystery is defined as the sacramental rites and rituals performed by the world of religion, or as secret rites and rituals known only to the initiate among the paths of spirituality other than those of religion. These expressions of mystery are often called with a capital letter, the mysteries. Now, with these ideas in mind, why is this year the year of mystery? It is not just because people will experience certain mysteries this year. Every year holds that possibility, that potential, and that opportunity. Certainly so. Further, we are not suggesting that this year will be marked and measured by sacramental or secret rites and rituals among the peoples of the world. Certainly not. No, you see, it is the year of mystery for the following reasons. The energies and forces, as well as the elements and the nature of this year, will express themselves in distinct, repetitive, combining and separating ways. Distinct, repetitive, combined and separated voices, if you will, during the ensuing 12 months. Now, these voices, distinct, repetitive, combining with each other, separating from each other, these voices will speak of and call for people to look to the origins of their own beliefs and attitudes, to look to the origins of their own dreams and visions. These voices, distinctive, repetitive, combining and separating, will call people to look to the origins of their motivations in their actions and reactions, as well as to look to the origin of their nature. Now, most people in the world may not phrase it that way, that's so. Most people in the world may not overtly say, by golly, I woke up today feeling a call to look at my beliefs and attitudes and to figure out my dreams and visions and to look to their origins. No, it's not as though people will just... But nonetheless, the voices and the way they will work will call. They will speak of and they will call for people to look to the origins. And it is there, you see, in the origins of belief and attitude, of dreams and visions, in the origin of motivation, as well as in the origin of their very nature, that people find, or will people will discover, mystery.
Mm-hmm. Najib Fallah said, whenever you interview any son of a bitch, remember, there's not two faces. There's not two sides. There's three. Now, the third side, you'll never get to know, really. Now, we can call the third side the mistress. Every human being has a mistress in the brain. Sammy, every. The mom and papa will never know what that son or daughter is thinking, ever, until they die. Never. No one will know. You could be married for 90 years, and the mate will never know. Now, that's called the third face. It's a mistress. It's a secret.
And so, you use your common sense. There is no fuse with regard to that. It's important for you to know that. Take a look at that video when you're back there. Take a look at all of the evidence. In this case, Miss Clark, in her argument on several occasions, said that Mr. Simpson was cut on his razor-sharp cell phone. Well, it's not what the evidence is it? It's not what was said. I read you what Dr. Batty said about that. So we can use these words, but let's hopefully be accurate as we try to say those things. I began to question the work. The initial thrill of being on the inside, of having this secret power, of knowing things that individuals and governments try to hide, had faded. By the time I got to Mexico, I already had all the political reasons to leave. I met an American woman who had lived in Mexico for many years. This would be October of 1967. And at dinner, she suddenly went into a tirade about Che Guevara because he had just been killed. He'd been captured and executed. And it was just out in the papers that day. And so she was furious. She went into this tirade about this horrible, stinking CIA that had murdered the best hope for Latin America in generations. And she loved Che Guevara. She thought he was the most wonderful man in the world. And I was in love with her, and she was in love with me. And I thought to myself as I sat there at dinner, I said, wow, what am I going to do? And so the upshot is that she was the personal factor which led me actually to say, I'm quitting now.
I mean, nobody in your field asks the kind of money your employer does. And nobody communicates via a messenger. It's all very unusual.
Just attitudes, there were laws against.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rubble seat. Want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody more science high is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, mudhead.
We are driven so nutty by things like flying saucers. I described the psilocybin experience, or I mentioned that it is a voice.
Circulating toward infinity and instantaneity.
Very difficult to try to perceive the universe.
It's absolute liberty, completely spiritualized.
Driven so nutty by things like flying saucers. The transcendental attractor at the end of the historical process, think of it like one of those mirrored bar balls that hang in a disco that catch the light and put scintillations on the walls as it spins around. As we approach the transcendental object at the end of time, the reflections, the precursive anticipations, what Wordsworth called the intimations of immortality, grow ever stronger.
Freed from its outworn body, mere production, circulating toward infinity and instantaneity.
This will also encourage people to assess and evaluate. To assess and evaluate the benefits and the values that they are seeking, with a clearer emphasis, yes, a clearer emphasis upon the future, with a lesser emphasis upon the past.
In a Gnostic pneumosphere, far above Earth,
but here again, it's not as though people are going to wake up one sunny morning and realize I'm going to go about assessing the benefits and values of what I seek, of what's important to me, of what I value, of my priorities. No, they're not necessarily going to state it so clearly. Perhaps it'd be wonderful if they did. But nonetheless, the various voices that will speak, based upon the energies and forces, based upon the workings of the elements and the very spirit of this year, the very nature of this year, calling people to look to the origins, but also encouraging them to look to what they really seek. Not just the origins, but to what they now currently seek, their current priorities, and to evaluate them, to assess them with a greater emphasis, not total emphasis, but a greater emphasis, a more clear emphasis upon the future, and less of a focus, certainly so, upon the past. Now, out of this interplay of voices, out of these particular energies, both that speak and call and encourage, out of this interplay, there will be a focus upon seeking both power and pragmatism. That's right. People in the world, not only the magicians such as yourself, not only the metaphysicians of broader range that encompasses even more than yourself, peoples of the world, regardless of the station to which they assign themselves, will find themselves looking to gain power and to gain a pragmatism, a practical application, a practical way of living and functioning and performing and achieving within the world. They will look to focus upon both power and pragmatism, and then to seek direction, both old and new. To seek direction, looking to the old directions of their lives, looking to new directions in their life, looking for a way for them to fulfill that sense of becoming more powerful, fulfill that sense of finding pragmatic, practical, everyday, mundane, however one terms it, pragmatic ways in which to exert, in which to feel, in which to experience, in which to live their power. Now, those three things will happen based upon the stirring, the churning, the distinctive, repetitive, combining and separating voices that will, in their way, speak over the next 12 months. Sometimes speaking, sometimes calling, sometimes encouraging. And out of that interplay of energy, out of that confluence of energy and flowing of voices, perhaps cacophony, perhaps symphony at other times, will come this interplay that will lead people to seek power and pragmatism and to seek direction. Both old and new, to seek direction. What else will happen? The voices present during this year will in their way call attention to what we have referred to for decades as the four major, most critical crises that faces humankind. Not necessarily to resolve those crises, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful, but it will call attention. The voices present during this year will call, will draw, attract, if you will, attention to the four critical crises. The crisis of dignity, the crisis of character, the crisis of vision, and indeed the crisis of vitality. And as these people are drawn, peoples all over the world in their own distinct, their own individual, their own peculiar, certainly their own particular way, are so drawn. Sometimes they will be drawn to seek resolution of their own crisis, to look for ways to find a greater sense of their own dignity, character, vision, and vitality. Others will be drawn to respond to the lack of dignity and character that they see in others. Their concern, their love, their caring for humanity, for individuals within that humanity, will draw them to be concerned, to pay attention, to give attention to the dignity that others have lost, the dignity that has been stripped from them. Will be drawn to the character issues, issues of vision and vitality that others are facing. Either of their own or of another, the voices that come this year will draw people to these crises. Perhaps once again, perhaps for the first time, but people will be so drawn. The voices will stir desires and needs and drives. Desires, old desires, new needs and old needs will stir the drives to seek the bounty of dominion, to seek that expression of individuality, to live life in a more rewarding and meaningful way, to find a greater sense of meaning, of themselves, to find a sense of peace. Yes, the year of dominion is over, that's so. The year 2000, that was the year of dominion, yes. But remember, that was the year to learn about dominion. It was not a year that dominion would rise and with its close would somehow disappear, no. And indeed, you are the map makers. You are the ones who reach out ahead of a consensus of which you are still a part. to explore on the frontier at the cutting edge, if you will. And certainly so, during the year 2000, you did a lot of exploration, achieving a lot, accomplishing a lot. You took the various steps or had access to those various steps to pursue along that less traveled avenue, that domain, along the avenue of dominion, that domain. But you see, the world in many ways will be catching up to you. And as you enter this new year, and as you move your way through this year 2001, the voices will do what we have suggested they will do. The voices that emerge out of the energies and forces, etc., they will do as we suggest, but they will also stir in others that perhaps did not look at any of this during the year 2000. Now will come to look at what you have already explored. Now will come to look at and will seek in their desires, in their needs, in their drives, the bounty of dominion. They will seek that individuality, that living of life in a more meaningful, in a more rewarding way, that greater meaning within themselves, and they will seek the bounty of peace. Now these voices will also encourage, the second thing we said is that they will encourage people to access and evaluate the benefits and the values they are seeking, with an emphasis upon the future, less focus upon the past. Well, we now suggest that these same voices, in their distinct and repetitive way, in their combining and separating way, these same voices will encourage people to seek unity.
A new sound with a whole electronic, you know, turntables and a whole nine yards. You heard, even though people left because they Nubian came on second, but you know, it was interesting to watch the guy, what he did, and how the African traditional instruments, the marimba and stuff, created a whole new sound.
Well, you bring up an interesting point about Les Nubians, because they rhyming in French and taking hip-hop in a new direction. And going back to what you and the White Hat said, I don't look at it as three record companies. I look at it as a third region of America is beginning to speak about their experience. So now you have, you know, all three major regions where there are black people, and if there's going to be a future in hip-hop, it's going to be the Mexicans speaking, the Japanese stopping, not copying, but creating their own thing, the British black men who haven't yet spoken.
Well, they already have. They have jungle, they have hip-hop.
No, within the context of hip-hop.
I don't think they need hip-hop. They've created their own.
They don't need it.
But if
hip-hop is going to continue, they can come in and say things in a way that speaks in art.
I don't think they need us to. I mean, that's the interesting thing. I don't think these people need validated by hip-hop.
You know, what's interesting is maybe we need them. Maybe what will keep hip-hop alive is if we have more sort of like Saul Williams meets DJ Crush, where we have the best slam poet shores meeting, you know, the drum and bass aesthetic. Maybe what will keep hip-hop alive is the cross-pollination.
Right.
The 20th century ended 5 years ago. This is the millennium, where there is no second, no opposition, there can be no third.
Hey, good evening out there. Gary Geiserman. WZBC, New Metaphysics, our weekly quorum get-together. Tribunal. War crimes investigation. Whatever it is. It's not really important to finish off the fourth door of the concept. Once you get to the three-quarter pole, it's blind navigation anyway, so probably find the best answer in the dark. 90.3 FM, here in the Beantown of the Hog City of Slob City, capital of potato head consciousness here in the States. It's the apex of the metal age that ended about 15 years ago. Or perhaps longer. Everything's sliding today. Temporally, spatially, you know the drill. Space and time, they are changing. Illusions that they are. And you know how easily swayed an illusion is. Especially today, I don't have to tell you. You're seeing, unseeing it all and over and over again. Strange things have to be done to language because it does right on the ridgeline, the limbic. Power invested in me as the authority figure of this particular ad hoc committee. And I say to you, not only is the first thing changed, not only is the binary coefficient of that changed, not only is the third, the ionic charged area in between, no. Even the fourth thing has changed, which takes us back to the minus one thing, or zero, if you will. The very process has changed. Now, we would be equipped to handle a process change, but we're just not. Because a long time ago, in illusory time, of course, which never happened, this happened about 90,000 years ago. But since that isn't real, we'll just feel the frequency of what 90,000 years implies. Because we want to get it right this time, don't we? We want to be where the knowing is. We want to feel some knowing and know the feel, always switching around on itself. So the propaganda of materialism, the matrix of Sir Isaac Newton and his French compatriot René Descartes. You know them cats. The cats who gave heavily to their academic fundraisers and have many concepts and philosophies named after themselves. Go figure it. Not that there's anything wrong with that now. The intent was pretty much good, like all of the builders of the Matrix. Just like all humans, hard to get really, really, really bad. Although some have attained an immortalized styling of status. But I don't want to go away from our storyline. I do want to communicate. I do want to have a plot arc. I can create an XFL on the fly. And I don't even need a damn foreshare either. But we're not equipped for a process change at all. That kind of gives us an innocent position. Always a safe place to go. The really hard nuts of the Matrix are the ones who persist with it. They're hanging with it, as it were, and they ain't Letting Go. Film for blind people at 11.
Where we have something with a little bit more fire and funk and a little bit less commercialism.
I mean, yeah, even when you listen to Common and Common's riffing off of the work of Fela, and then when you have Femi Kuti, you know, being remixed by The Roots, I mean, those connections are being made. The thing is, can we forward this stuff in kind of way that it itself doesn't become just simply a momentary fetish and the place where hip-hop went? Like with those, you know, hip-hop jazz collaborations in the early 90s, you know, Guru and Jazzmatazz, those kind of things, it just happened to be this kind of moment in hip hop, and then it moved on.
Okay,
No, neither nor. So the choice remains. Either we accept ourselves as the last humans, or else we accept ourselves as the opposition.
Spanwise beam 1, the mid spar, spanwise beam 2, spanwise beam 3, and the front spar.
Either auto monotony or autonomy.
Let me tell you about the case of the man with the mismatched shoelaces. Many years ago, when I first came into his employ, he was contracted to find a man. I'm afraid I can't give much in the way of detail, but believe me when I say that if this man had not been located, our country's good diplomacy with a certain economic superpower might have a distinctly different face today. Federal, state, local authorities all over the world were searching around the clock for a face whose significance they couldn't fathom. He'd vanished without a trace. On the eighth morning of the search, I was contacted by a non-political third party with an unrelated private agenda. Prior to this day, my employer had never heard of this missing man, knew nothing about him. After just 1 hour of desk work, just an hour after accepting the case, he picked up the telephone and placed a call. Guess who answered the phone?
All positions of withdrawal must be considered from a point of view based on new strategic demands.
Guess who answered the phone?
In a sense, we're cornered. As the old-time ideologues would have said, our situation is objectively pre-revolutionary.
Missing man. The man with the mismatched shoelaces.
Ideologues would have said, our situation is objectively pre-revolutionary again.
Without ever leaving the house.
here's one of my favorite parts.
I'm telling you, he never even leaves the house. I mean, he's like some kind of recluse. I'm telling you, he never even leaves the house. Okay? I mean, he's like some kind of recluse.
He never even leaves the house.
Complete freak. Okay? I mean, he's like some kind of recluse. No social life. In fact, no social skills. It's a strange fucking thing. When he's working, smoothest operator you've ever seen. Brave, slick, cunning. You've ever seen. Brave, slick, cunning. Do anything. As soon as he gets off work, it's all gone. Afraid to go to the dry cleaners. Literally.
It's all a matter of sentences, even sentence fragments. Don't underestimate them fragments, my friends. You put them words together, could be dangerous.
Beyond the temporary autonomous zone,
too uncomfortable in his own skin to go out and eat.
Of course, there are many fetishes today for a respite on the New Jersey Turnpike of life. Fetish stopovers for any kind. Of any kind.
That I'm HIV positive. I feel like that was the biggest mistake I could ever make, you know. So most of them, they don't want anything to do with me now. If I have dope, then fine, they're right there. But when it's gone, so are they.
Now let's go back to where we were when we broke last night. We had started talking about the messengers, in this case. We talked briefly about Van Adder and about all of his big lies. His lies become very important because he's the co-lead investigator in this case.
Beyond the insurrection, there is the necessary revolution. The jihad. 2. Sameness. 21st century money is a chaos, while 20th century ideology was merely an entropy. Both bourgeois and anti-bourgeois thought proposed a single world, unified in consciousness by science. But money alone will actually achieve that world.
And suffer the loss of his own soul.
World is becoming more and more irrational, more and more fraught with anomaly. Not only flying saucers, but Bigfoot and the crop circles, which are quite new as a wrinkle. There will be more and more of this stuff as we...
Oh, it's the single worst mistake in the history of enterprise on Earth made by IBM.
Worst history mistake in the history of enterprise on Earth.
Right.
By giving away.
Well, they not only gave away all the software to the personal computer, they also gave away all the important hardware to the personal computer to Intel. So I trust on come Christmas that Andy Grove and Bill Gates send thank you notes to Armonk, New York.
The case against the CIA has always lacked information on how precisely its officers set about their covert action. Philip Agee, now living in Cornwall, was such an officer. And his diary, to be published by Penguin in the next few weeks, gives his version of what life is really like inside the agency. He names every officer and agent he's ever met and describes a CIA man's work in daily detail.
Why should I be delicate with them? I don't expect any quarter in return, because this is part of the conflict that's going on in the world right now. The CIA is enforcing American economic exploitation, and people are dying, and people are starving because of this system.
Money is not migratory, for the nomad moves from place to place, while money moves from time to time.
Also a center line rib that extends between the rear spar and the mid spar. These internal beams and ribs provide stiffening and reinforcement to the upper and lower skin panels of the wing center section.
That, and as part of the extrapolation, I said that you can also, as it were, structure our universe in a way that the normal distinction which we make between the things of physics and the things of metaphysics themselves reflect the same kind of process as we see in the insight of Einstein in respect of space and time. And part of the theory that I will elaborate a little bit later on, and that I elaborated in my thesis, and indeed in a number of my published books, is one which refers to the marking of that distinction in respect of how consciousness itself enters into the relationship, the relative relationship between our physics and our metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take that one step further, and this is how we come to what we're now talking about in terms of the movie Somewhere in Time.
Yes.
And also talking about in terms of time travel.
Well, didn't he...
Anyone ever tell you what to
too. Just an asshole.
Work. Slick. Cunning. Do anything. As soon as he gets off work, it's all gone. Afraid to go to the dry cleaners. Literally. Too uncomfortable in his own skin to go out and eat. Tactless. And inept. Rude, too. Just an asshole.
Obliterating space. Money is not a rhizome, but a chaos, an interdimensionality, inorganic, but reproductive. Infinite regressive bifurcation. An interdimensionality. Inorganic, but reproductive. Inorganic, but reproductive. Infinite regressive bifurcation. Infinite regressive bifurcation. The sexuality of the dead. Capital, then, must be considered a strange attractor. Perhaps the very mathematics of this money, out of control, could already be traced in such esoteric webs as SWIFT, the private internet for banks and arbitrage houses, where $2-3 trillion a day disports itself in cyberspace.
ZBC running at 6-horse speed right now, guided by spirits, of course, under the illusion of electronic mixing. Make no mistake about it. Not your mom and pop's electronic mix. Because you know what happens when you go farther over the curve on the bridge of belief? You have redux and a regurgitation, a kind of a reuse of various past cycles. Because then when you go farther beyond the bridge of belief, out of view, and then it can look like a redux, a reusage, a reintegration of past cycles again. Perfect camouflage, my friends. That's where the nest nests. That's where the agentless action, verb transitive, refers to the third man, who of course is not there. And that gets us preferably unconsciously, where we need to get. Right on track, ahead of schedule, right on time.
Less than 5% of it refers even obliquely to actual production.
You could meet him 5 times without ever realizing it's the same person. Tell you where you were born, how old your mother was at the time, and what you had for breakfast, all within 30 seconds of meeting you.
The one world can deal with chaos, but it reduces all true complexity to sameness and separation.
Elicit a confession from a criminal without their realizing they're being questioned.
Okay.
He has a deeply nuanced and thoroughly functional understanding of human behavior to rival the great psychoanalytical minds of our time.
A unity of a common bond. A unity of a common ground, hopefully a higher common ground.
Consciousness itself and
not the lowest common denominator. These voices will encourage people to seek a unity through a common dream or through a common vision. And again, this is not something that will be overtly stated. This will not be something that will show up on the headlines of your favorite news broadcast or at the headlines of your favorite periodical or newspaper.
And separation. Consciousness itself enters into representation. Lived experience, which demands presence, must be denied, lest it threaten to constitute another world beyond enclosure.
But the voices, as they will play, as they will speak, as we say, sometimes in symphony, sometimes in cacophony, in this year of mystery, they will speak in such a way as to urge, to encourage, to nudge people to start seeking. Maybe they won't get very far in that pursuit, but at least to begin and to start seeking unity of a common bond, a unity of a common ground, a unity.
There's a window here where people are beginning to think about the net again, not so much in terms of NASDAQ stock prices, but in ways to use this technology for social, political, media, community reasons again.
As I previously indicated, the center wing tank, here shaded darker, occupies most of the wing center section on a Boeing 747-100 series airplane. The forward portion of the wing center section between spanwise beam 3 and the front spar is an unpressurized dry bay that does not carry fuel.
So much scared of death, I'm scared of the way that AIDS kills you. I want to go through that pain, you know, I've been through enough pain.
Too fast.
Then I said, fuck it, I'm gonna die, so I might as well enjoy my life while I can. And so I just got really strung out.
Get the truth of any story is almost impossible unless you yourself are personally involved. And even then, there are moments, now listen carefully to what he said, even then, when you know who is guilty and not guilty, even then there's a question, because your mind doesn't work the way you want your mind to work. And one day, if you stay on this paper, you'll have an opportunity to cover an insane asylum, maybe, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
In a heaven of imagery, there persists only the afterlife of the screen, the Gnostic stargate, the glass of disembodiment.
When you're a reporter, you are not a god. You're not even a reporter.
Of common dreams and visions. And finally, it is a year of mystery. Because these voices will express the natural progression of human nature. They will express human grace, or the human graces. These voices will express the desire to seek order out of chaos, to seek new meaning, in order to create new order. Not the new order, please, but a new order in the individual and communal living of life. These voices will express the natural progression of human nature, the natural progression of human grace, to challenge strengths and powers and talents, to challenge the living of life, superseding and surpassing. Oh yes, by whatever name it is called, people will seek mystery. They will seek mystery because of the movement of energy and forces, because of the flows of the elements, and because of the movement of the very nature, the very spirit of reality in the coming months. People will seek mystery because of the calling and expressing, because of the encouraging, because of the interplay and the stirrings that will happen. People will seek mystery because of the very presence, yes, the very presence of these voices, as we call them. Everyone will seek mystery. They may not understand the urges, the encouragements as voices. They may not understand the meaning, but they will feel the impact, the influence, however subtle. Others will understand them more clearly and see a path more clearly unfold, but everyone will seek mystery. Now, some will do so by recoiling and retreating. Their reaction to these voices will be that they will pull away, pull back, not understanding them, afraid perhaps of the very mystery that such voices inspire. Others will seek mystery by reaching and exploring. They will respond not with recoiling, but by stretching out and reaching out, and with actions that stretch and reach to know more. People will seek mystery. Yes, they will seek it because of the energies and forces, because of the flows. They will also seek mystery because of the power that is found within mystery. Out of the very nature, out of the very character of mystery itself comes power. And people will seek mystery for this reason as well, for the power.
Infinitely the same within an infinity of enclosures. Infinitely the same. Infinitely connected, yet infinitely alone. Infinitely connected. Immeasurable identity of desire. Immeasurable distance of realization.
And I think my own feeling is we're about to enter this very exciting new period where people are beginning to look at this culture once again as they did 10 years ago in ways that just don't strictly have to do with making money in the valley.
I mean, the new gimmick here is a sort of rating system that selects in a popular process.
Right, and the question is, how long will it take for that to be corrupted the same way that occasionally eBay ratings have been, you know, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, how immune is the system to being spoofed by people who want to abuse it?
Steve Johnson.
It's a really interesting question. I mean, as John alluded to, I think with plastic, there really is an important editorial function that is centralized and less self-organizing, and that's Joey Enough and Tom Dow, who are sitting there actually creating the tone of that front page. And I mean, Joey and his kind of description of what plastic is described it as somewhere between an anarchy and a hierarchy. And so the betweenness is certainly important. Although there are some sites that are radical kind of anarchies, and those are pretty interesting as well. But for what we're trying to do, that the writing and the sensibility on that front door, the way that stories are introduced, is important to us, and we want to preserve that.
Can you fake out the system? Can you fool the guys?
It's a fascinating question. I mean, I would say on the whole that eBay works pretty well. eBay, in a way, is kind of a big precedent for these sites. You can see the rating mechanism as kind of a pricing mechanism for information. It's a way of what's interesting about the points that you're given at Slashdot to rate other people's posts. You have a finite number of them, and you're only given the privilege every now and then. Every now and again, you're chosen to be a moderator
finite
and to be allowed to filter or rate other people's posts. And so they built it into the system. They basically built scarcity into the system so that if you had an infinite number of points that you could spend at will, those rating points would be meaningless because you could sit there and just
infinite
rate up,
number
you know,
of
all
points.
The people that you liked, and your friends would do the same for you. But because you're given a finite amount, it makes it harder to
all the people that you liked
cheat the system.
Three, management of desires. The one world cannot package pleasure itself, but only its image, malign hermeticism. A kind of baraka in reverse, the event horizon or terminal of desire. The spirituality of pleasure lies precisely in a presence that cannot be represented without disappearing. Inexpressible, unimpeachable, possible only in that economy of the gift that always exists or is always reinvented beneath the orthodoxy.
He understands the criminal mind as well as the innocent mind. The stable mind as well as the psychotic. Sociopathic mind. The male as well as the female.
In fact, what had happened is Henry Kissinger had intervened secretly with the British government to force them or pressure them to deport me and to cause me all these problems, because not only was I deported from Great Britain, but that was followed by a kidnapping and deportation by force from France, plus Holland and Italy and Germany and Norway would not let me in. And so over a two-year period, they were constantly pressuring these governments, which had no propagation from me at all. So they tried very hard during a period of time in the 1970s to stop my work, but I just continued, got on with my life, and achieved stability in Germany, and now in the last 7 or 8 years I've been coming frequently to the United States, and I think I've been in practically every nook and cranny of the country at hundreds of meetings, political rallies, and university lectures over these last 8 years.
Headquarters of IBM.
Yeah, so it's because right now both Intel, I think I don't check day by day, but I think both Intel and Microsoft both have a higher market valuation than IBM. So IBM gave away 2/3 of its value.
Change, remove his consciousness from every single aspect of the year in which he was.
From the very beginning, he was lying to you. It was interesting.
together, and I kind of think that's what's happening.
Red flag. You slipped down from the Kremlin roof, not so proudly, not so adroitly, as you climbed many years ago on the destroyed Reichstag, smoking like Hitler's last fag. Goodbye, our red flag. You were our brother and our enemy. You were a soldier's comrade in trenches. You were the hope of all captive Europe. But like a red curtain, you concealed behind you the gulag, stuffed with frozen dead bodies. Why did you do it, our red flag? Goodbye, our red flag. Lie down, take a rest. We will remember all the victims deceived by your red sweet murmur that lured millions like sheep to the slaughterhouse. But we will remember you, because you too were no less deceived. Goodbye, our red flag. Were you just a romantic rag? You are bloodied, and with our blood we strip you from our souls. That's why we can't scratch out the tears from our red eyes, because you so wildly slapped our pupils with your heavy golden tassels. Goodbye, our red flag. Be careful, our tricolor. Watch out for the card sharks of flags, lest they twist you around their fingers. Could it be that you too will have the same death sentence as your red brother? To be shot by foreign and our own bullets, devouring like lead moths your silk? Goodbye, our red flag. In our naive childhood, we played red army, white army. We were born in a country that no longer exists. But in that Atlantis, we were alive. We were loved. You, our red flag, lay in a puddle in a flea market. Some hustler sell you for hard currency. Dollars, francs, yen. I didn't take the Tsar's winter palace. I didn't storm Hitler's Reichstag. I am not what you call a commie. But I caress the red flag and cry.
And paralysis of exchange. Desire is defined here as movement along such a trajectory, not as the itch that money can scratch. Radical theory has recently developed a problematic of desire based on the perception that capital is concerned with desire and able to satisfy it. Desire, therefore, is selfish and reactionary. But Walter Benjamin has already shown that capital's concern is precisely not to satisfy desire, that is, to provide pleasure, but to exacerbate longing through the device of the utopian trace, the metaphysical shenanigans of the commodity, to paraphrase Marx. To say that capital liberates desire is a semantic absurdity based on a mistranslation. Capital liberates itself by enslaving desire. Fourier claimed that the 12 passions, unrepressed, constitute the only possible basis for social harmony. We may not follow his numerology, but we catch his drift.
As a final item, please note the location of the large storage bottles for drinking water carried on the airplane. These bottles are located at the center of the forward side of the front spar. This photograph shows a view of the right side of the reconstructed portion of the airplane. Coloration has been added to correspond to the recovery positions of the structure from the red, yellow, and green zones. You can see in this photograph the distinct band of red zone fuselage parts. This photograph shows a closer view of the red zone area on the right side of the reconstructed portion of the airplane. Most of these red zone pieces, which were the first pieces to depart the structure, were located in front of the front spar, whose location is indicated.
Comes power, and people will seek mystery. For this reason as well, for the power that is therein. First of all, let us suggest the nature and character of mystery is that it holds excitement, curiosity, amazement and awe in an enchanting or in a frightening way. This is the nature, this is the character of mystery. The power of mystery is out of that very excitement, curiosity, amazement and awe. Mystery can capture attention. Yes, it can capture attention and focus physically, emotionally, mentally, and for those even esoterically. Another nature of mystery is that it is unknown and it is unexplainable. And in this nature, in this character, it is a power, because the unknown and the unexplainable of mystery open people up to a fuller range of possibility to consider, to play with, to fantasize about, even in a very playful way, but it opens people up to a fuller range of the possible. And that is the power of mystery that comes out of the character, out of the nature of it being unknown and unexplainable. Also, we would add that the nature of mystery is such that its power is that it can trigger the strengths, particular strengths. It can trigger curiosity with intellect, courage with commitment. It can trigger leadership with impact. It can trigger more or greater communication with perception and with conception. And as well as triggering strength, mystery can trigger the ultimate drive. Yes, as we talked of the voices that will stir needs and desires and drives within people, certainly so, to seek the bounty of their dominion. But the very nature of mystery is such that its power is that it can trigger not just ordinary drives, if you will allow, but it can trigger the ultimate drive. It can trigger that drive to unravel the very mystery, the mystery of self.
Against the negative hermetism of the one world and its sham carnality, opposition proposes a gnosis of its own, a dialogics of presence, the pleasure of overcoming the representation of pleasure.
When we finally get into the clinical arena in dentistry, our focus is really towards repairing teeth, replacing teeth, and so forth. Filling. In a sense, we've become like mechanics of the mouth and dealing with just dental conditions. Also, in the evolution of dentistry, the concerns initially had been, you know, how do we deal with infections? How do we deal with pain in the mouth? How do we deal with the problems of chronic dental disease that afflicts so many people?
You're not a camera, and a camera can lie, too. It's a question to a goddamn shadow, because in the shadow is the killer, but he's not seen. So you see, the photograph of a killer does not exist.
not his individuality as an individual through his own self-consciousness. So the idea of a homogenized population, to them, is a desirable end. It always has been.
A kind of touchstone. Not censorship, not management of the image, but the reverse. The liberation of the imagination from the empire of the image, from its overbearing omnipresence and singularity.
You have been listening to
The Image Alone is tasteless, like a bioindustrial tomato or pear. Odorless as civilization itself, our society of safety.
The moment of concrescence. And people in the past, Christ, Buddha, you name them, these are people who literally stood in a correct geometrical relationship to the transcendental object at the end of time. But it was just dumb luck, that's all. They were not superior people. I'm sure that if you could enter into the mind of Christ as he went around Galilee performing his miracles, the main thing which preoccupied his inner circumlocution was the question, why me?
A cross-country murder spree.
Oh, and wanted more. I guess I was born, naturally born, born bad.
Hey, Knox. Somebody out here.
Born bad! It's such a sin. I guess I was born, naturally born, born bad.
Showtime.
And Dallas, your Cowboys are the Super Bowl champions.
Right after the game. Stay tuned for a special American Maniacs on WADCH. Mickey Knox is the most dangerous man in America, but Wayne Gale isn't afraid to meet him one-on-one to learn what 48 people died for. Is this man insane, or does he belong where he sent so many others, in the grave?
Mickey Knox, thank you for this time. I've got a few questions I'd like to start off with, if you don't mind.
Well, that's a real ass, Wayne.
Mickey Knox, when did you first start thinking about killing?
Birth. I was thrown into a flaming pit of scum, forgotten by God.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I came from violence. It was in my blood. My dad had it. His dad had it. It's all just my fate.
You believe in fate, boy?
My fate.
No one is born evil, Mickey. It's something you learn. What about your father? How did he die? You were only 10 years old, and there's a lot of speculation.
I didn't kill my father. I don't want to...
Hey, watch it, watch it, watch it. It's all right. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right, man. Go on to something else, okay?
Please, let's do it.
So tell me, Mickey, how can you look at an ordinary person, an innocent guy with kids, and then shoot him to death? I mean, how? can you bring yourself to do that?
Our culture of mere survival. Ours is partly a struggle against colonial hearing and imperial gaze and for smell, touch, taste, and for the third eye.
Innocent. Who's innocent, Wayne? Are you innocent?
I'm innocent. Yes, I am. Definitely.
It's just murder, man. All God's creatures do it in some form or another. I mean, you look in the forest. You got species killing other species, our species killing all species, including the forest, and we just call it industry, not murder. But I know a lot of people who deserve to die.
Why do they deserve to die?
I think everybody got something in their past, some sin, some awful secret thing. A lot of people walking around out there already dead just need to be put out of their misery. That's where I come in, fate's messenger. Except a corn of wheat falleth to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
The theory that everyone meets a serial killer halfway thing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the wolf don't know why he's a wolf. The deer don't know why he's a deer. God just made it that way.
You're saying that the world itself is predatory. That when a mountain lion takes down an elk, it's because it's the elk's time to go. And all the fierce liberal agenda about saving the animal herds only serves to overpopulate the balance of nature. Maybe you're right, maybe. I don't think so, but maybe you're right. Corporate predators, environmental predators, nuclear predators. Life is a hunt. I've seen it. I was there when the hit the fan at Grenada. I saw it all go down at Grenada. So tell me, Mickey, any regrets? I mean, 3 weeks, 50 people killed. Not too cool, Mickey.
52, but I don't spend a lot of time with regret. That's a wasted emotion.
Seriously, you must have some regret. Come on, wreck your brain.
Well, I wish that Indian hadn't got killed.
Bad! One of your last victims.
Man had a rattlesnake sitting in a corner.
A rattlesnake?
Could pick it up, pet it. He saw it.
He saw what?
The demon. He saw the demon.
The demon? What demon?
Everybody got the demon in here, okay? The demon lives in here. It feeds on your hate, cuts, kills, rapes. It uses your weakness, your fear. Only the vicious survive in here. We all told we're no good piece of shit from the time we could breathe.
Got that, right.
After a while, you kind of become bad. But, you know, after the Indian, we were going to quit killing. The old man took it out of us. Well, it was all just a mistake, you know. Man was trying to help us, you know, pet us. Same dream I've had since I was a kid, I guess. I just running with the animals in the darkness. Mr. Rabbit, bloody fangs, Christmas hat, madness going on. I don't know. We're just running, and I'm Mr. Rabbit. Meeting every other animal in the forest. But death, just death, kind of becomes what you are. After a while, you begin to like it. You know about realization, Wayne? I mean, you know, all this just illusion. Mr. Rabbit says, moment of realization is worth a thousand prayers.
Oh, crazy, man.
Wayne, I don't think I'm any crazier than you are. I'm extreme, dark and light. You know that. I'm light with mouth. That's your shadow on the wall. No? Can't get rid of your shadow anyway. Oh, you know, the only thing that kills a demon, love. That's why I know that Mallory's my salvation. She was teaching me how to love.
Forgive you, baby.
Yeah. It's just like being in the Garden of Eden.
Only love. can kill the demon. Hold that thought.
If desire has disappeared into its representations, then it must be rescued. Silence and secrecy are demanded, even a veiling of the image, ultimately a re-enchantment of the forbidden.
From the breakup sequence, we began by examining portions of the structure in great detail. Localized sequence segments were then developed based on the observable features in each portion. Eventually, individual sequence segments were combined until a cohesive and comprehensive breakup sequence consistent with the overall body of evidence was generated. Breakup sequence consistent with the overall body of evidence was generated. We also use stress analysis to provide confidence. Lines, and in a rotated position with solid lines. This red arrow indicates the location of one set of impact marks on the aft side of a stiffener for the upper skin panel. This second red arrow indicates the set of impact marks on the aft side of the front spar.
Only an eros that moves toward escape from enclosure within the banality of the image, and here consciousness scarcely matters, can harmonize with the aesthetic of the jihad.
The fracture and the resulting forward rotation of spanwise beam 3 were consistent with overpressure on the aft side of spanwise beam 3 within the center wing tank. I also have a video describing the fracture of spanwise beam 3 and the creation of the impact marks on the aft side of the front spar. The video was taken from the right side of the reconstructed portion of the airplane. We will be looking first into the fuel tank bay behind spanwise beam 3, then into the dry bay between spanwise beam 3 and the front spar.
I don't think he's ever kissed a girl. He's like 30-something years old.
What does he do when he's not working? What, does he just sit around the house?
Whether it be expressed in conventional or unconventional roles or acts.
When private investigation won its most worthy champion, academia and the arts suffered a loss, a great loss. In addition to his many scholarly gifts, he's also a terrifically talented musician.
Seems almost irrelevant.
He writes songs.
He's terrible. His metaphors are thin, his imagery is cliched, and his thematic material is trite and heavy-handed.
Thank you.
of others about whom you care, others who you don't even know, to unravel the mystery of life itself. And as we speak of triggering strengths and of triggering ultimate drive, the power of mystery is that it can trigger greater thinking and feeling. And in so doing, it can also become the fodder, the fuel, the stuff about which one thinks, about which one feels. Now we talk of the power, this ability to capture attention, to open to a fuller range of possibility. We talk of three triggers, triggering strength, triggering ultimate drive, triggering thinking and feeling, as well as becoming the fodder of such thinking and feeling. Within the very nature of mystery, within its very character, there is also the power, because mystery can suspend judgment and can open people to seeking something more. It can open people to seeking something beyond. And amid all this, we add one more. We suppose we could add several more, but we add one more. The very power of mystery is such that the call of mystery stirs the human grace. Among those who have perhaps long since lost their sense of any human grace at all, among those who are discovering and seem to be only newly discovering, or those who have experienced and are well seasoned with working with their human grace, mystery, from the most naive to the most experienced, mystery has the power of stirring human grace within people. These examples of which bring me in by the power. And you see, because of the movement of energies and forces, etc., because of the various expressions of the voices that will speak, because of the very presence of such voices, and also because of the very power of mystery itself, people will seek mystery, knowingly or unknowingly, wittingly or unwittingly, they will seek mystery. And these reasons we express, these several particular expressions of the power of mystery. But you see, for those such as you who seek spirituality along the path of metaphysics, for those such as you who are the map makers, who are the dreamers and the dream weavers, who are the vision makers and the reality creators, for those such as you who are the magicians of the current and coming age, you will seek mystery for all these reasons, as we have already expressed. But you will seek mystery for more reasons, additional reasons, not better than reasons, but additional reasons. You will seek mystery because of powers that are not perhaps as obvious. You will seek mystery, yes, because it can capture your attention, but you will also seek it because mystery excites and intrigues your soul. It excites and intrigues your spirit, and it can excite and intrigue your spiritual resolve, your spiritual commitment, your spiritual focus. Yes, mystery has the power to open people to a fuller range of possibility, and for you, it can open you to that as well. It can open you to the unknown with a capital U. It can open you to the future that fuels the present, and the future that fuels your present domain. Mystery has certain triggers. Yes, it can trigger strength, but for you, the magician, mystery can trigger dreaming and visioning. It can trigger dreaming and visioning at the boundary of your consciousness and beyond. Mystery can trigger visioning and dreaming, yes. It can awaken the boundary dweller in you. It can awaken the painter, the poet. It can awaken the musician or the philosopher or any combination of these. It can awaken that boundary dweller in you, yes. As well as strengths that have to deal with courage and commitment, etc. It can trigger this dreaming. It can trigger this visioning, and it can trigger a new depth, a new dimension, perhaps, of awakening. You who go to the edge of consciousness, you who go to the boundary and reach and stretch to know what lies beyond and to explore that. Yes, you figured it out. Yes, the mystery that lies beyond. We've already mentioned that mystery can trigger the ultimate drive. And it is perhaps important for you, the mapmaker, to realize that there is power in mystery. There is magic in mystery.
It's not a sexual loneliness or companionship loneliness. It's just loneliness, period.
Probation. Try again. I mean, I'm happy to be out of jail, but I'm just like thinking about what am I gonna do? You know, what am I gonna do? don't know.
Sexuality itself can be considered entheogenic. Like the sacred plants, it can provide not only cognitive structure, but also imaginal content. The festal, for us, is at least a serious joke, an old definition of alchemy, if not a ritual necessity. Enlightenment is also a material bodily principle. And our secret is that our project need not be built exclusively on Nietzsche's nothing.
Fever. You've been infected by a retrovirus that operates not in space, but in time. The end of time actually comes into view.
Before meals, and when you would normally drink tea or coffee. You might try listening to this disc while driving. If you have children, why not play it to them whilst they sleep?
Plato said time is the moving image of eternity. The way I think of shamanism and psychedelic voyaging is that it is transdimensional travel. Literally.
Forward will be to the right as we view the video. I'm standing in the fuel tank of the 747, just behind Spanwise Beam 3. This beam is the most forward member of the fuel tank. The very first event identified by the sequencing group was an explosion of the fuel air vapor inside the tank. This explosion forced Spanwise Beam 3 forward, fracturing the stiffeners on the back side of the beam and across the top of the beam. Spanwise Beam 3 rotated forward. It impacted another stiffener just in front of it as the roof lifted up, and then Spanwise Beam 3 continued to rotate forward and impacted the aft side of the front spar just in front of this.
Transaction instructions for this Monday night. Mr. Stark. $100,000 cash transported in a discreet black leather bag that you shall provide for yourself. Wear your business suit and your gray overcoat. Carry the enclosed pager set to the inaudible vibrating response. Go about your day per usual, go to the gym, then the office. Arrange to leave the office at 5 p.m. Your course is as follows. Number one, at 5:30 p.m., be at the intersection of Powell and Green in your Bentley with the cash. Two, when the clock in your car reads 5:34, begin driving northbound of Powell. Number three, pager will go off displaying six digits. When your vehicle's odometer reads the same overall mileage, pull over and park ASAP. Number four, funds in hand, walk to the nearest bus stop, same side of the street, get on the next bus. Five, pager will deliver a three-digit number. Get off the bus at the next stop, cross the street. Get on the train with the painted number that corresponds with the pager message. Sit in the frontmost available seat. pager will deliver a third and final message. Get off the train, walk to the corresponding street address. 7. Upon arrival, enter the building. Enter first possible men's room. Go to the toilet stall furthest from the door. Lock yourself in. In tank of toilet, find plastic bag. Transfer cash into bag. Replace in tank. Walk outside and trip the nearest fire alarm. Then leave immediately. You have 3 minutes to get out of the building from the time you enter. You are not to be accompanied. You're not to be followed. Your complete cooperation. Blah, 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 blah. Few words here about following people. People know they're being followed when they turn around and see someone following them.
They can't tell they're being followed if you get there first.
Adam Newton. Metaphysics. FM. Gary Geiserman here. Each and every Thursday, funded by the dark side of the public sector, but nothing like the dark side of the private sector, however. Don't have to tell you about that. You live here, my friend. You've been living here. In fact, you have been caught holding the bag a number of times now, haven't you? In your own private sector. I'm sure of this, even though you may not be. Don't worry. So have I. We're a community, aren't we? Cats of similar stripe. God help me. Out of the metaphysics of Newton, Gary Geiserman brings you a new version of Sam. Don't worry, you can't download it for free. Don't worry, you can't buy it on a disc either. Every and each Thursday, right here in Ma and Pa Kettle Land, Potato Head Consciousness, Slob City, home of the Thunder Thighs, and culturally connected to that part of the British Isles consciousness, to the negative exponential here in the new free world. Where once was a minority, thenceforward a majority, RIP. Where once was an overt majority, power-wise, now, a la the vault, secret old Brahmin money rules almost like from behind the black curtain, if you've studied ancient Shinto, that is, and I'm sure you have. Here in the tri-state area, home of too few Afro-Americans, too few Jews, and a safe haven of too much archived, secret, toxic storage waste of the very, very dirty laundry of the white race, as originally stored under heavy stones in the British Isles, all the British Isles, and parts of Scandinavia, from the northern Russian through fatherland Germany to UK pipeline of yore, right here to the home of Ma and Pa Kettle, creator and loser of the entire digital modern world, modern white race culture sphere, and all of the geo-financial empire of Sam, and creator again of digital world white racial empire, exaltation of the white race, and again a loser to the west of Sam, and again but that's okay. By design. And a good design it is indeed. Since it all ended some years back. And now exists only on a kind of reverse temporal nostalgia. A kind of foreshadowing into the future of the momentum of just so many freaking years and years and bottomless pit of timed years of the human experience. But that ended, of course. Don't forget that part. And now we're closer to home than away from it. And the rate only increases now. Time to get ready to exalt in triumph. As not only the process has been reversed, but all of the key core concepts been replaced. And they haven't been replaced with key core concepts. They've been replaced with their opposites. To the exponential. It's the only way it can work. course, that's an intricate way of saying it's all changed, my friends. All has changed. And that's a good thing, too. Believe you me. And by design. But that was one hell of an ingenious design, as you are finding out, aren't you? Isn't it? Yes, it is. I know. I feel it. I think. I feel it. Put your pronoun in there, place of mine. And we'll all get along fine. Nobody gets hurt. Going to a little past two, every and each and every man's Thursday. A night when many people in the culture sphere stay home. I'm here to catch the people who don't watch ER or things like it, or who do same without the sound at an audible range. I myself have never seen that ER, even though I own a VCR. But that's because it's a medical show and I refuse to entrain my subconscious mind into the disinformation of Western medicine, which is almost solely responsible for people having decreased health as they gain experience as a human. Very odd state of affairs. I have no interest in copying to my hard drive. Thank you very much. WZBC.org on the big board. Two speeds, free to all. And to all, good luck, because it's digital and it's not very intelligently done from our end. And it uses RealPlayer, which is a piece of shit. And if you have Windows, God bless you and Tim, Tiny Tim, and his pointed little head. Of course, you may be using a open source machine, a Linux box or something like that, or you might have the mistress of the Mac at your motel room in the sky of the Isles of Langerhorns. And if you do, sir, I wish you good fortune. So you are a lucky, lucky way goer. Good luck to you, sir, and ladies. Don't worry, we'll be past Microsoft in about 2 years. Almost past it now.
Okay, folks, that's the fire alarm.
Everybody has to get out of the building right now.
I think Daniel's question is very good. I mean, I think what has really tended to corrupt media in my recent time has just really been when it gets corporatized. I think that, you know, which just happens again and again and again. you know, any system, of course, can be corrupted, and any system can be manipulated. I think what you're seeing here, though, that is very exciting and very significant for media, is when people, you know, what Stephen does in Plastic is he gives his readers a role to play. He gives them a function in the running of the site. He gives them a say in the agenda. Hmm. And that binds them to a community as well as simply gives them something to read.
I myself love writing on the internet. Even though it's for free, and I put "even though" in brackets, on either side of an ellipse as well. That fucking internet has some great shit on it, man. Great, great, great shit.
To a community, when you create a community, it's precisely what's been missing in so much of journalism. And it when you have people form a community, they feel proprietary, they feel a loyalty, they feel a sense of responsibility to it. And that's quite a radical thing.
Steve Dressing, you're still building it. I mean, do you know where this community is coming from?
It can trigger thinking and feeling, greater thinking, greater feeling. We would add that for you, mystery can also be the portal to the eighth step. That leap from observing knowing, from periodically experiencing knowing. Mystery can be that portal, that leap to living knowing. As we've already suggested, mystery can suspend judgment. It is important to understand that mystery also can suspend logic and reason and the constraints of the rational, to open you to the wisdom, open you to that which lies beyond logic and reason without losing touch with, without losing connection. It can open you to what lies in the realm that is called irrational without losing that tether to the rational. It can open you in its suspension of logic and reason and in its suspension of the constraints of the rational. It can open you to wisdom. It can open you to knowing. It can open you to knowing something more. Well, it can open you to knowing something beyond. And lastly, as we suggested, that the call of mystery stirs the human grace so in you and others like you, it can activate, yes, it can activate your spiritual grace expressed through your spiritual challenge. It can activate your spiritual grace. It can activate that partnership with God. God is all that is, and with yourself, with a small s, as well as with yourself, with a capital S. it can trigger your spiritual grace to seek the highest truth and greater freedom, no matter what truth you hold, no matter what freedom you have, to always seek the highest truth and the greater freedom. That is your nature, that is your grace, that is your spiritual nature. What comes to the spiritual being that you are as naturally as flyer to the eagle. The call of mystery, not only studying your human grace, can activate your spiritual grace to honor your heritage and your tradition, as well as to honor dignity, character, vision, and vitality that you find in yourself. Honor that dignity and that character, however buried or however evident in others, to honor the vision and the vitality of others as well as yourself. The call of mystery, its power for you, as well as activating or calling your human grace, can activate that spiritual grace to create greater love, to create greater intimacy and greater caring wherever you go, in whatever you do.
And I couldn't do a damn thing to stop it.
And it's not your fault.
Yes, it is.
We changed everything, Johnny.
It's like we cheated.
Like that? We can't go back.
Because you didn't die in that fire. And no matter what you do, nothing is going to change it. So all we can do is deal with this and try to make it right. I'm not a cop. I'm not fooling anybody.
I can't. But we can.
We can do it together. Remember, spirit and guts?
Johnny's got my driver's license.
What?
He took my driver's license. He knows where we live.
He took your... He took your wallet?
Yeah, well, he tossed the wallet, but he kept the license.
He touched your wallet. Where's your wallet?
It's in my pocket.
Oh, God, we got him, Dad. You got him.
What?
His prints. You got his prints. Listen, you got to get me that wallet.
How the hell am I supposed to do that?
As carefully as possible. Take your wallet out, but just touch it on the corners.
What are you talking about?
Please, Dad, just do it.
Okay, all right.
All right. Okay, all right, I got it.
All right, now, listen. I want you to wrap it up. You know, put it one of them plastic bags you keep the extra transistors
in. Yeah, I see where you're going, Chief. All right.
Beautiful, okay. Now, I want you to hide it somewhere. Somewhere where nobody's going to find it for the next 30 years.
I think maybe,
Where?
Window seat in the dining room. There's a loose board on the left, on the bottom.
Perfect. Beautiful.